Let us pray. Oh God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the revelation of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. When Eve was created in Genesis 2, Adam said, "This one is bone from my bone and flesh of my flesh." But Satan, the enemy, the serpent of old, deceived her. And Adam rebelled, standing right alongside his wife in Genesis 3. Death entered the world through rebellion. The gloomy clouds of night darkened the entire landscape. But even here, near the very beginning, there was hope. Even when things looked their darkest, there was good news. Even here, there was the gospel. There was a flicker of light like a lone candle burning in the night. And this good news comes from the Lord himself. He says to the enemy in Genesis 3:15, "And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." This means that one would come from Eve, one bone of her bone and flesh from her flesh, that would destroy the works of sin, death, and the devil. What we see in Genesis at the fall of humanity is a promise. And the rest of the Old Testament is the story of waiting for a promise coming true. But as any little child will tell you, it's hard to wait for Christmas. Indeed, it was hard for God's people to wait for Jesus. So the Lord promises a sign for this promise coming true. Again, he promises the offspring of Eve who would set things to right. In Isaiah 7:14, the Lord promises a virgin will conceive a child. His name will be Emmanuel, God with us. He will be bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. God would take on our humanity. So the sign of the virgin was foretold. And it would be an eye-opener, make no mistake. Yet it was still a long time coming. A couple of weeks ago, I drove out with my family to Florida on I-10. And on I-10, there are a lot of signs that litter the interstate. But there's only one, really, that's an eye-opener, and that's Bucky's. The giant beaver with buck teeth. Only 700 miles to go, and you're there. You drive 100 miles, and still no Buc-ee's. Another 100 miles, and still no Buc-ee's. But the anticipation builds. In your mind, you start thinking about clean bathrooms. You start thinking about coffee and kolaches. My point is, it's hard to wait. God's people in the world would have to wait and look for the sign of a promise coming true. In fact, they would have to wait an additional 700 years from Isaiah's prophecy. 100 years goes by and still no Emmanuel, still no God with us. Another 100 years, still no Emmanuel, still no God with us. But eventually the long wait ends after 700 years. And Mary, the new Eve, enters the picture. And the new Eve says yes to God. Yes! And so the virgin does indeed conceive by the Holy Spirit. In her womb grows the incarnate deity, the one who would crush the head of the serpent, the one who would rescue us from sin and from death. In her womb grows bone of her bone and flesh of her flesh. The child whose light lights up the world, whose light disperses the gloomy clouds of night. In her womb grows a promise coming true. And this promise coming true is the second Adam, Jesus Christ. For unto us a child is born, Isaiah writes. You see, Jesus appears to destroy the works of the devil. He comes to us in great humility and fragility as a baby. But as any mom and dad could tell you, babies are a big deal. Even though they are so tiny and tender, they completely change a mom and dad's world. And it just so happened that once, long ago, a baby born unto us turned the world upside down. For Jesus scatters the proud and the imaginations of their hearts. He brings down the mighty from their thrones. He exalts those of humble estate. He fills the hungry with good things. He sends the rich away empty. And he opens a door that no man may shut. The gate of everlasting glory. And how? Because Jesus gave up his divine privileges and took on the humble position of a slave, being born as a human being, as one of us. And he lived his life in humble submission and obedience to God the Father. This is to say that Jesus lived the perfectly faithful life. And that perfectly faithful life led him to the hardwood of the cross. All the way to Calvary to deal with sin, death, and the powers of hell. For by a tree the first Adam rebelled and death spread to all. But by another tree, the second Adam, born unto us, triumphed. Only God, becoming a human being, could achieve this phenomenal victory. Therefore, Jesus became bone of our bone, and flesh of our flesh for us, for you, and for me. The incarnation was simply a promise coming true. When we think about Christmas, we think about a lot of things. Mary and Joseph, angels and shepherds, a star in the heavens, family and friends, presents, lights, songs and traditions. But at the heart of it all is a God who keeps his promise. He is faithful to the end, my friends. The one who died, was buried, and rose again is not just Emmanuel. He's not just God with us, but also God for us. A faithful, faithful God. And by faith, and the mystical waters of baptism, we are incorporated into Jesus, the second Adam. By our union with Jesus, he now says of you and me, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. He now says of you and me, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. My brothers and sisters, on this eve of the nativity of our Lord, as we come to the altar to partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ and the bread and the wine, let us remember the faithfulness of our God. Let us remember the great victory of Jesus, the second Adam, over sin, death, and the powers of hell. And let us remember that Christmas is all about a promise coming true. Let us pray. Almighty God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.